Right now, Stephen Brunt. Are you a sneaky good dancer, Stephen Brunt? You got all the moves?
I have danced in my life. Yeah, I have danced in my life, but I would not say sneaky good or
what
any
was,
of those things.
What was the critique? Move your lower body?
Dance like you have legs.
Dance like
dance like you have legs. Is this supposed to be dance like, you know, no one's watching?
No one's watching, that's right.
No one, no one would ever do that.
Sorry, yeah, we're all watching. Dance like you have legs.
Yeah.
Dance like you have legs. Yeah. There you go.
You ever been married, Steve?
Yeah, I have.
Been a while?
I continue to be for, I've been for quite some time.
Good for you.
Sir.
Yeah, good for you.
Yep.
Did you have did you have poutine as your midnight meal?
I think ours was a kind of a daytime thing, and we skipped out at night and got on a plane to go somewhere, so there was no midnight meal. I have been to a wedding where they did have something. Was it poutine or is it just fries? It was something like that at a midnight meal.
It's a big hit.
It's a big hit.
You would think when you've had a big dinner and everything else, but funny, by the time 10 or 11 rolls around, it's like, when's it? When's the chow coming back out? When are they wheeling out some fatty foods here? Klein had he had a candy bar with chocolates and gummies and stuff like that, and then the midnight meal was a poutine bar. Make your own poutine.
That's good. It's always good that it passes muster, that the guests approve. You know, you go on a TripAdvisor and give a rating, a good rating now or something, right? Is that how it works?
I think so.
Rate the wedding?
I think we got good Yelp reviews for the wedding. So.
Good Yelp reviews.
So how was Liverpool?
It was great. It was fantastic. Yeah, it lived up to all expectations. Great match on Saturday, and the home team won in dramatic fashion. They went ahead on a beautiful goal, and then the other guys fought. Leicester fought back, and Liverpool looked like they were out of gas. And then the crowd and the cop pushed them forward, urged them forward, and they were awarded a late penalty to win the match. And so that was great. And then Manchester City lost, so they're 8 points clear. Manchester United lost, which is always fun if you're from Liverpool. It doesn't matter whether they're in it or not. It was the perfect weekend for the Liverpool crowd, and it was great to be part of it. Man, I'll tell you though, you squeezed in. I've been in a lot of stadiums. I've never been in seats where, like, I'm 6 feet tall. My kid's 6'5", but I'm 6 feet tall. My knees were up in my chin. It was like being in a really crappy discount airline.
Really?
That's what the seats were like there. Yeah. So, a lot of standing, but good fun.
And that does not matter. When you have that type of a product and the fan base is as ravenous as they are, you're lucky you have a seat at all.
Well, and you know, I'll tell you something. The other part of it that's cool, we won't go too far down this road, but you realize there's no advertising in the stadium. So that's, you know, there's advertising on their jerseys, but there's no advertising in the stadium. There are also no video screens in that stadium. None. So you actually watch, people actually watch the game. You know, there's no mascot. There's no, you know, there's a little bit of music before, but most of the music comes from the guy singing in the cop, the crowd singing in the cop. But, you know, we're so used to screens now, right? Like, so when this penalty gets called at the far, far end of the field, the far end of the pitch from where we were sitting, there was no replay. I watched it afterwards on television that night, but no idea whether it was a legit call or not. But you actually, it forces you to watch the game in real time, which, you know, we don't do that anymore, right? There's just stuff going on.
Yeah, which sounds ridiculous, but it is true. I'll catch myself if you go to a game, specifically hockey, because it's always moving. Football is kind of fits and starts in that, but certainly at a hockey game, you'll catch yourself, oh, geez, the game's right there, dummy, if you just watch it. And then you end up back in the screen again. We are programmed. Yeah. We're like robots. We're dumb robots.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to sound like a, you know, old guy pining for the way things used to be, but it was the way things used to be, and it was, you know, there weren't many people watching it through their phones, which is also good. Like, thing drives me crazy at events, and especially at concerts, when people seem to want to experience it through their phone rather than just put their phone down and listen or watch. People were kind of all in it together, watching a sporting event, which is what's cool about going to a live sporting event or a live concert or a live anything, you know, that you're in a crowd and everybody's focused on the same thing. So yeah, it was fun and refreshing, and I guess nostalgic, although I resist the nostalgia thing.
So the game is over. It's a big victory. As you mentioned, everything else plays out the way it does. What are the things in the street? What is the crowd like post game?
You know, like, not crazy rowdy, for sure. Very happy. You know, people file in. It's Anfield is in a part of town where it's almost impossible to get in and out of it. There's no real transit, and it's too far to walk. So a lot of people are just kind of stuck in the neighborhood. So sadly, you have to go to a pub and drink more after the match.
Oh, damn.
But it's not like, you know, it's what would I contrast it to? If you go to a Buffalo Bills game in Orchard Park after a game, like during a game, before the game, you know, unless you're really blind drunk, these are not people you want to hang with, right? It's not fun. It's not fun even being half sober around people who are really drunk, grossly drunk. Correct? Would I get agreement on this?
Yeah.
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 Correct.
So, you know, and I hate, like, coming out of a Bills game is like you're taking your life in your hands. You just, you know, unless you're into fist fights and public urination, you know, it's not much fun. That's kind of what it, you know, and you know, God knows what else, and you don't want to. Boy, you sure don't want to be wearing the wrong colors. Whereas this, you know, I know there's the hooligan reputation in soccer, but that's mostly ancient history especially when it comes to the Premiership. But yeah, it was kind of a happy vibe. You know, it was a mixed crowd. You know, men, women, kids, and a lot of people filed off to the pubs to kill a bit of time while the traffic. And that, you know, now they won, so that may be something to do with it. But it wasn't, it wasn't angry. And you know, again, maybe part of that is, I don't know if you guys know this, but in soccer in England, even though it's a big pub culture, and you drink before the match in a pub before you go, you can't drink in the stands. Mm-hmm. You can only drink below the stands. So you can't have a beer sitting in your seat. If you want to have a beer, you go down, or you know what everybody does is they rush down at the half and grab a quick pint and then come back up. So they're not quite as lubricated as, you know, especially NFL crowds tend to get.
Well, you've changed this whole, unless you're blind drunk, this whole, you're not the Stephen Brunt I used to know. I knew a different Stephen Brunt back in the day, but I suppose that's fine.
Well, yes.
Yeah, I suppose. Have you watched any playoff baseball? I mean, we're kind of here. We've got NFL going. We got the Flames. Their home opener was the other night. They played tonight. It's not like the baseball has not been bad. There's been a lot of it. Just trying to find some traction here right now, whereas one series is done. The Rays kind of push the Astros, but I don't know if anybody really thinks that that's going to go. The other two series have been very good. Have you watched much, or have you been into any of it?
Yeah, I've caught up. I actually watched a bit of it when I was over there because they were showing it live in England on one of the sports channels. So I saw some of it when I was there, and I picked up on it since I came back. You know, last night, you know, if you're a Twins fan, I guess you kind of wonder what's the point. You know, get yourself back into the postseason and get crushed and rolled over by the Yankees, who looked tremendous in that series. I have a hard time believing Houston will lose. That if you've got Verlander and Cole going, even though Greinke kind of blew up, with those two guys, you're going to win postseason series. I have a hard time believing that the Rays can win that series. But the other stuff's kind of a toss-up. You know, the two National League series are really interesting. The Nationals, who have their own kind of terrible playoff history, have fought back to, you know, into a game five there, and you know, they do have the starting pitching to win that game. And you know, the Dodgers are getting pushed. The National League is less predictable. I guess that's kind of what we've been looking at.
Are you surprised at all that we're still doing best of fives with the money that's up for grabs, the home dates, the TV? Are you surprised that, I guess it's all about baseball and tradition and history, but so much of that is starting to go out the window, or it looks like it's going to have to. I'm surprised that they're still doing best of fives.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, and it's kind of like baseball tradition and history, but it's kind of arbitrary, right? Because it used to be a 154 game season, not 162. So I think at some point you're going to see a 154 game season, and you're going to see expanded playoffs, because that's where the money is, that's where the TV ratings are. You can't go too far because you got that crazy long season, and you don't want to completely devalue the fact that they play baseball for 6 months before they decide anything. But I would think at some point you're going to go back to 154, which was the tradition for a long time, and that'll go. You might expand the playoff further. You might try and bring more teams in to give more teams a chance. But it does seem a little odd, that best of five, and weird stuff can happen in a best of five. I guess the balance is, weird stuff doesn't happen in a 162 game season, right? Like, if you make the playoffs, even with the expanded playoff form with the wild card stuff, if you make the playoffs at the end of a 162 game season, that is not a fluke. You know, that is it is meaningful. But I think that's I think that's where they're headed. Like, look, in general, if you follow the money, that's where things are headed. If there's money to be grabbed, that's where things are headed. So that's I would think MLB will go in that direction. Probably realign, have a divisional structure, try and bring more teams into the playoffs, and then shorten the regular season where if you're not in it, you know, teams are drawing flies in September. So a lot of those games are pretty expendable.
We're reeling a little bit here in Calgary. A loss in Montreal on the weekend. So
yes.
It's a couple of losses to Montreal before Labor Day, and now once again we're a little shell shock here, Steve.
Well, Montreal is a live dog at this stage in the season. They're not a bad football team, and the Stampeders right now are not the machine that they have been in recent years. The regular season machine that they've been, especially in recent years. I think Montreal is going to be a tough. This is weird, right? Because I've got to kind of praise Kavis Reid here and you know the team he put together to some degree before he got fired, but especially you know Kahari Jones being thrown into the fire and saying fix this. They do have a quarterback. You know, Vernon Adams is really good, and the personnel wise, I made a lot of fun of Kavis Reid as a GM, but there are players there, and they have hung in. With not much encouragement to hang in. Now, this thing was a smoking disaster to start the season. And, say, in contrast to the Toronto Argonauts, who, you know, are going to fire Jim Popp in 2 hours, by the way, and apparently throw Human Shield Pinball Clemens back into the mix, those guys have rolled over and died. The Montreal has not rolled over and died. You got to give them a ton of credit. You give the players a ton of credit because, you know, what told you that this could be salvaged if you're a player on that team earlier in the season?
What's Pinball doing? I'm sorry. What possible motivation is there for him to go back to that?
That's a heck of a question. He does love the team. You know, I'll give him that. He's been they've had him kind of consulting in recent weeks, whatever that means. Like he's been going to games and watching. You know, the first time when they threw him in there as coach the first time, I thought it was the most cynical thing I'd ever seen because that team was a total disaster and people, you know, if they weren't ignoring it, they hated what was going on and everybody loves Pinball. So they throw him out there like, again, a happy little human shield. But he never coached before, you know, and there was no reason to believe he could coach. And, you know, I think he coached differently than other guys coach. I don't think he's a heavy duty X's and O's guy, but he makes a great speech and he brings a lot of positivity and lets his assistants do some of the heavy lifting. And it worked, right? He won a Grey Cup. Mm. So, you know, who's to argue with the results? He does a lot of other things. He's got his, you know, a lot of motivational speaking is a big deal. He's got his foundation. But, you know, he is willing when they pull the alarm and say the team's burning down, he's the guy that answers. And it would appear he's going to answer again. Again, I don't think it's about money. I'm sure they'll pay him. But I don't think it's about money. I think it's about, you know, understanding just how dire the circumstances are. And, you know, and look, he believes a lot in the power of his, you know, own personality and own positivity and own charisma. Like, Pinball's a pretty big believer in pinball. So he probably thinks he can fix it.
Have a great week. We will catch up with you on Friday. Enjoy Leafs hockey. You're back right in the teeth of it. Good for you.
Yes, I believe they lost last night. Is that correct?
What?
They
couldn't
lose
be.
Last night?
No,
I believe
be.
That's true.
No, I can't imagine. Thank you, Stephen.
See you, boys.